And we're back right here, right now on AM 1480 KUS. Really honored to have joining us today for a quick conversation, Hayes Scriven, the site manager at Split Rock Lighthouse. Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you taking a little bit of time because I know, having grown up in Duluth and up the North Shore, that being at Split Rock this time of year, man, it's got to be hard to keep you indoors. It's got to be a great place to be right now.
Oh yeah, especially you know, before this little weather system we had come through, it's been in the 40s and 50s, and for us up here, that's like, you know, 70, 80 degrees. So it's really nice being outside lately.
Yeah, before we get into the topic that we're going to talk about here today, just being at Split Rock, I know you've been there now a year, year and a half, maybe going on 2 years as the site manager after the previous site manager there who had been there for decades left. You have a young family. What is that experience like living amongst that big of a piece of history?
It's been a truly, like, amazing experience for my family, and just being here on site now, living for a year, it's, you know, watching the kids, you know, explore the site and learn the area history, and just having them have the opportunity of being outdoors a lot of the times has been really good. For somebody like me who's a super history geek, being surrounded by history all the time is like the best thing in the world. And being able to just kind of look around and see the history everywhere is just really special. So it is truly a very special place to live and work, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Well, and quite literally every morning you have what is probably the iconic symbol of the state of Minnesota right there every day.
Yeah, it's I've recently taken up photography. It's hard not to do photography when you work at Split Rock. But watching getting up and watching a sunrise come up behind the cliff and behind the lighthouse is truly magical, and I've been able to capture a lot of great things. But that view never gets old, looking out the bedroom window and seeing that lighthouse and that sun there.
Yeah, I actually follow your photography on Facebook, and it is very, very good. And of course, growing up on the North Shore, any time I can see anybody's pictures from the North Shore, I'm there because I live up there vicariously through your photos. So I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for following it.
Okay, and that kind of leads us into some of the conversation today, because you got some new things going on at Split Rock, and one of them centers around photography. You're doing some exhibits called Photography at the Rock.
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, people come up to Split Rock, and we figured that we get between like 50 to 60% of our visitors annually are repeat visitors, and which is great. And we wanted to offer them something different this year when they come back, and it's going to be a monthly thing where we're highlighting local photographers from the area, from Minnesota, and landscape photographers, and have their opportunity to display their work for the visitors coming through. And we thought it would just be kind of this fun, different experience when they come in to see something that's either Split Rock related or, you know, North Shore related, and see all this amazing photography. Like, there's a ton of great photographers in the state, and we just wanted to try and highlight some of the ones that we could make connections with and give people something different to look at when they come here.
Yeah, the very first photographer you selected, that has displays up there through the month of March, Christian Dahlbeck. I've been following his photography for a number of years now, and he kind of evolved from doing a lot of kind of structural shipping, land-water connection. Now he does a lot of underwater and wave photography, and it's really awesome stuff. I hope people get a chance to see some of it.
Yeah, his stuff is, you know, when we were thinking of this idea where we were trying to figure out, like, who should be our first one to kick off this new program, and Christian rose to the top pretty easily, because he's literally in the water under the lighthouse probably 5 days a week. Like, you know, and he shoots 7 days, so, like, he's down there all the time, and it just makes sense to put him there, and his work is absolutely beautiful, and the stuff we have on display now is really great, and you get to see a different view of the area through, you know, a different perspective.
Yeah, just recently he was doing, I saw a series of photos he put out kind of showcasing the ice of Lake Superior, but from underneath. And, yep, you know, people never get to see that. And it was like, wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, we're really hoping that this, and people like this, and gives a different view of something at the site. And, you know, it does us a little bit of thing where we can help promote our local artists and local photographers. And we want to grow this throughout the next year, too, to include other things that might not be photography related down the line. But as I've joked before, photography and Split Rock go together like peanut butter and jelly. It's just so delicious that it has to. you have to start off with that, and because there's so many photos of the site taken every day that, you know, we want to try and highlight some of the people that actually do those work.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, with the spring break here in the next couple of weeks, depending on school districts and all of that, I know people will be traveling up that direction. They can actually have an opportunity to see Christian there on site. Got two more days that he'll be there.
Yep. Coming up on the 13th of March, and then at the end of the month, he'll be here as well. So he'll be here all day those 2 days, and you can ask him questions about what it's like being in the frigid Lake Superior water, or, you know, what his camera settings might be, and he'll tell you how he does it.
Yeah, he does a lot of drone photography too, so you talk to him about that.
Yeah, and then if just don't fly it at the site.
yeah, very, very true. Yeah, and that kind of goes along with when people go up to Split Rock. Obviously, grounds are open. You can purchase a grounds pass, and you'd love have people come up and walk around and ask questions and experience that history.
Yeah, so this year we're kind of doing a phased opening. We hope that we're starting off with kind of the same operations that we did last year because of the pandemic. We have our grounds are open, the visitor center is open, and people can purchase a grounds pass that gets you onto the site. You can hear the guides out on site talking to you. This year we were able to open up our exhibit gallery again and our movie theater, so we're adding those experiences back in. And then our fog signal building is open because it's a pretty big building that people can socially distance in and be, you know, walk through pretty easily. The grounds pass doesn't get you into the lighthouse or the keeper's home, just because there's such small spaces and we see such a high volume of people through that we can't do a general admissions lighthouse access pass quite yet. And we're hoping that at some point this year to be able to open that back up again. We don't know when that'll be.
However, you have found a way that if people want to buy a ticket, you have a very, to me, because I've obviously been to Split Rock dozens of times, being able to get into those facilities, you have kind of a really up close and kind of personal tour that people can buy a ticket for and get into some of those parts of Split Rock.
Yeah, and this tour, we call it our Keeper's Tour, and we had been developing this pretty much since the day I started here about a year ago. I wanted to create a guided tour experience at the site that was a little bit more in-depth, a little bit more personable, and give people the quality time that they need on site. And, you know, you visited the site before. People know this when they've come through on general admissions before, is you're there with 500-600 other people at any given time, you know, and you're getting pushed through these buildings and these tiny spaces and looking at something for maybe 3 to 5 minutes, if that, you know, 5 minutes if you're really lucky, and then you're getting pushed around because there's so many people. This tour that we're offering now, the Keeper's Tour, is before we open. It's a special tour that will give you a completely different experience. We're telling the history of the site through the keepers' families that lived here and the people that worked here, their stories. So you'll be able to hear that kind of it. You'll be able to make a better personal connection with the stories and the site. But then you're also getting good quality time in the lighthouse and in the keeper's home. You're getting, you know, 15 minutes in the lighthouse to look at that lens and hear how it worked and the stories of the keepers, how they maintained it. And then you're getting another good chunk of time in the keeper's home as well, finding out, you know, how they did night watch and how the families lived there and learning about animal interactions and all that other stuff that made the site so special. And that's what the tour is all about. And it just so happened that we were able to launch it this year as a way to also allow people into the buildings during the pandemic, because we're able to do it in smaller group numbers. We're able to control the numbers so people can be socially distanced and be safe while they're on the guided tour.
Now, if people are planning a spring break getaway, or really any time as we head into our summer months coming soon, I would assume some of those tickets, especially for the Lighthouse Keepers Tour there, that probably fairly limited and probably go in a hurry. How can they reserve tickets?
Yeah, so if they go onto our website, which is mnhs.org/splitrock, there's a phone number on there that they can call, and they can book out their tours for March and April. We're kind of taking it slow where it's we want to do these kind of at like 2 month chunks at a time so people can have an opportunity to get it and see what's available. We are limiting the Keepers tours right now for March and April. We're only doing them on the weekends, on Saturday and Sunday, in the mornings, and then we'll kind of reassess as the spring goes on and sees what happened. But yeah, they are very limited. It's going to be kind of a test to see how it goes, and then if it goes really well, we'll expand it out more as the summer goes along.
Well, just the fact that you're able to keep the facility open and allow it as much access as you can, that's fantastic, because, like I said, I've been there so many times, I would hate for someone to get all the way up the North Shore and not be able to at least experience a little bit of Split Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do with the grounds pass. And, you know, like I said, we hope to open back up general admission, which would include access into the lighthouse and the keeper's home at some point this year. And really what we wanted to do is provide an opportunity for anybody to come up and buy a pass. They could buy the grounds pass and they could come out, get their quick picture and spend 15 minutes on site, or they could buy the general admission pass when we have that back and they could spend 2 hours on site, or they could buy the keeper's tour and get the really intimate, more exclusive, in-depth interactions with the site and spend a good amount of time as well. So we wanted to kind of make something available for everybody, and when this pandemic's over, we should be able to offer all these things for people.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Hey, Scriven, site manager at Split Rock, appreciate your time here today. Have a fantastic summer, and if we do make our way up the North Shore, I'll stop in and say hi.
Yeah, I'd love to see you again, John.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll be back with more right here, right now on the Voice of Moore County in just a moment.